Okay, we had learned Simen Pei Vav Sif Hei last, and we learned the Mechaber's Chiddush that an egg peel protects the rest of the contents of the pot, but only from an egg which is not a chicken, from an egg which is Maya Ba'alma. From a raw egg, if the raw egg is Isser, Be'yasayf Tamish, in the Spashla Machairais, then the peel of the egg protects it, protects the rest of the bleus. That from an egg which is Maya Ba'alma, the shell of the egg causes that the bleus don't go out. However, if the egg itself is Shadi Tichla Bakula, that means if the egg itself has a chicken inside, or a halachic chicken, that means it started to form, then the blia does go. That's what it said here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting. Last night in the Navi Shia, I read part of the Hagdama of the Chachmas Adam. It's a beautiful Hagdama. I only read part of it, but I was looking at the Hagdama. Right here on the second side of the Sharblat of the Chachmas Adam, there's Haidoa Samachaber, a public notice. It seems the Chachmas Adam, unrelated to his Hagdama, just wrote here five things that he's warning people that people make mistakes about. Halachis, that people make mistakes. I guess he figured if he puts it in the Shavlat, people will notice it, which came true. He writes, so since it's now, it's the summertime, and springtime, I guess, and people tend to go for walks in gardens. Therefore, I feel obligated to warn people. If you're going to find an egg that's cooked shabaya frayach, a tipas dam, that has in it a chicken or some blood, asurim kol habayim shenispashlu imay, all the eggs that were cooked in the same pot with it are all asur, ki ilu nispashlu im chatichas chazira nevela, just the same as if it was cooked with a piece of chazir or nevela, b'tzara shelas chacham.
What does that have to do with the springtime?
What does that have to do with walking in the springtime? So what does that have to do? I guess people went for walks and they found eggs. There were birds walking around, there were geese walking around.
And you found cooked eggs?
Found the egg and cooked it. When you get an egg that your chicken laid, so you get it fresh, you pull it right out, it's just laid. If you're going for a walk, imagine you're walking in Prospect Park and you find an egg. So you put it in your pocket, which is not such a good idea. What? I doubt that, but anyway, if you're going for a walk and you find an egg, you take it home and you cook it. So he's saying that sometimes you'll find dam, and therefore so I could see it's confusing, because we all remember last week we learned something about the shell protecting bleus. So it could be makel, but remember that doesn't hold true. That's only true for an egg of a tray for bird, that it doesn't answer the rest. It doesn't help the Shadi Tichla Bakula. And also the Ramah at the end of Sif Hei writes that the end of Sif Vav, which we didn't get to yet, he writes back on Sif Hei and Vav that Arminig is Kol Beyim Dinam Shavav HaOisrim Afiloenim Klupim, that the Ramah's Minig B'nei Ashkenaz is to be Machmer. We never use this Kula that the shell protects. So Mamela, he warns that Mamela, Halacha Lamaisa, it's Aser.
The same Halacha of a Blitztrap.
The same Halacha of a Blitztrap, that's what he's saying. So why are we naik to cook at least three eggs together? Where does the minute come from? So the minute to cook three eggs comes from Simen Samach Vav, which hopefully we'll learn yet next year, but it's in the Taz Sivkot Nehei. He brings that, if we have a chance, we'll get to it soon. There are certain places in the egg where dam blood is a sign that the egg is starting to form into a chicken. That's called Shadi Tichla Bakula. It's a Gemara Chulin. There's a certain point where the egg starts to form into a chicken. And blood in certain parts of the egg, which we'll discuss later, is a sign. So you could have blood, that's the sign of an egg forming. You also could have blood, which is just blood that's inside the body, of the chicken, which is not a sign of his forming. And the Ramah there writes that there are places you find blood where it's a suffix if it's b'makom ha'israeli. So that makes only sense to a suffix. So the Taz there brings in Sivkot and Hay, Pirish, explained to Ramah, min ha'tayra chabitrei bottle, afilu lach balach, really min v'mina min ha'tayra chabitrei is bottle, ela drabanan et zrichu shishim, et drabanan you need shishim, kila kamat zed mesad ha'ches, mishum hachi kan, she'esh suffik im ha'ya b'makom ha'israeli, in a place where you find blood, and it's a suffik if it's a place that causes the chicken to be aser, if you cooked it with three, have a sveka drabana vaslina lakula. By cooking it with three, that becomes a suffik drabana. If the blood is in a place which is a suffik if it ousts the rest of the chicken, the rest of the egg, if the whole egg is iser, and Mr. Shem will discuss soon which part of the egg that is, but it's a place that it's a suffik, then cooking with three helps. Because you have one in two heters, so it's bottle barayv. That Taz of Cut and Hay, this explanation, the Ramah is the pshad in the minik to cook three eggs. The Shach there argues, he says, cooking two eggs is enough, because when you cook two eggs with water, so the one bad egg is still going to be bottle barayv, because it gives at least a mashu into the water, and what goes into the second egg is still a miyut, connected to the second egg. So the shach holds enough to cook it with two. The Taz says to cook it with three. But akaponim, our meaning to cook with three comes from that because it's a minatayretz bottle, and the drabon is still aser, but since it's only a suffik, if the whole egg is aser, just the dam, so therefore, if we cook with three, therefore a person could be megel.
Well, Chachmas Adam's with dam in the egg or without dam in the
egg? Now Chachmas Adam's lashin was im yinsa beim of shela shbay afrayach oy tipas dam asurim kol beim shel special imai. He says vitzar shilas chacham. What do you mean?
The klipa doesn't help for that. The klipa only helps for the water.
The klipa doesn't help for that. Nachinami.
You don't need the ramah.
You don't need the ramah. There are two things that I mentioned. That is the mechabes says we only make it when it's ma'ay ba'alma and not when it's in afrayach. Nachinami. And the ramah. What? Okay. Now, what does it mean, Ma'ay Ba'alma? Here we come. I started to mention at the end of the shiur last week. Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings what he calls a kushya gedayla from Shulayv Diskin, and it has to do with understanding what it means, Ma'ay Ba'alma. Now, remember, we machmir that lemaisa the shell never helps us, but mikra adin the shell does protect against Ma'ay Ba'alma. Shlomo Zalman declares what that means. Does it mean that the blia in a raw egg, the taste is so weak that it just doesn't penetrate the shell and the blia doesn't come out at all? Well, maybe it means that what comes out is a dava pogum. What comes out is because of the shell, it causes the blia to be pogum. However that works, I don't know, but that's his clan. My nafkamina. He brings his kasher of Shulayv Diskin. Now, let me explain. And when you cook three eggs together, what are we saying, this Taz, that we're makel because min ha'Torah it's batel b'rayv. Min ha'Torah, the one egg and the other two are batel b'rayv. So therefore, if you have sveikis, it's a safed d'rabanan l'kul.
Even without the shell.
Nothing to do with the shell, right?
The
suffix is because it depends where the blood is. There's a certain place where the blood is a simon of shadi techla bakula, a certain spot on the egg, which I'm going to explain later today, and certain places where it's just an indication of a little bit of blood. It's not shadi techla bakula. The blood you always have to throw out. Yeah, we even throw away the whole egg, but we don't want to ask in the pot. We don't have to cash in the pot and ask in the other eggs. So what do we say? We say that min ha'Torah it's batel b'rayv. Now, min ha'Torah, you'll remember, min b'mina is batel b'rayv, min b'eina mina I need shish. When you're cooking, this, you have three eggs in a pot, you have water. The water in the egg is min b'eina mina. So why don't we say the egg asks the water min ha'Torah? So the answer is, we have a rule of salek. Salek means you're allowed to make your cheshbin the more kuladik away. You could say No, I want to be make a cheshbin of min against minai. Salekas einai minai kilo einai. I make a cheshbin of min against minai. It's batel b'raiv. And then the bliya that goes into the water is already a batel b'raiv dika bliya. That's the halacha in the Gemara, that you say salek, and what goes into the water is from all three eggs. Since it goes from all three eggs, therefore it's mutter. Rekha b'shulei diskin. How could you be making on the water and on the pot? We say that for an egg, the shell blocks the bleas. So when you're cooking three eggs, the two good eggs, that blea doesn't go into the water, because those eggs are bayah ba'alma, and the shell protects the bleas that they don't come out. Now you're not going to tell me, well, kosher bleas come out, trefa bleas don't come out. Bleas coming out is not do kosher treif, it's a mitzvah of an egg. So frekha b'shulei diskin, how could you be mekel on the water? And more importantly, be mekel on the pot. The blia of the egg that has it at fryach, that blia goes through the shell. The blia of the two eggs that are maya ba'alma don't go through the shell. So the pot should be aser, the water should be aser. Now this is a very shaka kasha. It's an ishishim. We don't have shishim against an egg when we cook, we make our boiled eggs. What? So salek only helps because we say the bli of all three is already a mixture, and it comes into the water, into the pot.
But the water is not here. Salek.
No, salek, and then you have to make a cheshbon with the water. So what they're saying is there is no bittul, only in the kosher egg, in the egg, there's a bittul. But in the water, there's no bittul, because in the water, it doesn't come out. It's not that it's chos of nir. If I cook a piece of treif of meat and two pieces of kosher, it's batel. But if I take the treif of meat now and I cook it in separate water, it'll aser that water if I cook it separately.
But I could have eaten all three pieces.
No, you can't eat all three because it's nicker. But it's only the bleas that are not nicker. The egg itself, you can tell which one has blood. So he's saying, when I cook all three, legabe the water, it's as if I took it out and cooked it by itself in water without the other two. And therefore it should aser the water, and more importantly, we should have to kasha the pot. That's a very shtaka kasha. Rav Shlomo Zalman is doichik very much to find an answer. First he wants to say that it could be the shell doesn't stop bleas from coming out, it just makes the bleas bad bleas, pokum dika bleas. But the bleas do come out, and therefore it's bottled. But then he himself says that it's a doichik, because pashup pshat is that the shell just stops it. So the only thing he can answer at the end, he says, must be with Samech and the Ramah, who says that we don't hold that Kleep is block. We don't hold that the shell doesn't block anything. That's also a Daichik. The Ramah doesn't say it. The Ramah says that it's a Chumrah. Yechen Yeshlini, B'vakam Shein Hefse Meruba. He says that with Machmir, there's no Hefse, with Machmir that the shell doesn't block. So really, it's a very Shtak Akasha.
I mean,
Beis Saif Tameh
would be
a hold in. Beis Saif Tameh, no one holds the shell blocks, and that won't help. Beis Saif Tameh. A tray for bird?
But the
halach
is if you cook the
Beis Saif
Tameh, it blocks.
The Mechaber says it blocks.
Right, so
the Ramah says, we're not knowing to be mekel on the block. Right. But Mikra Din, it does block. So if it would just be a Beis Saif Tameh, it wouldn't have a problem, Mikra Din. We're talking about when you find the blitztrap, when you find blood. So that's what we have in Samach Vav, that it's a suffix, and that's why we cook one in three, because it's a suffix if it's shaditich lebekula. So if you cook one in three, it's suffix drabana lekula. See, his kash is that it's not a suffix drabana lekula. In the water, for the other two eggs, it helps. We're more concerned with the pot than with the other two eggs. The pot should become treif. What's interesting is I found the truth in the Marsham, which has come out word for word like Rav Shlomo Zalman. He brings this kasha also from a different gadol, and he's matrik to answer, and he says maybe because we go with the Ramah that the egg blocks, that the shell doesn't block, and he blives in a tzarechi. And the kasha is it's a shtaka kasha on a halacha mufureshes. We're not going to change the halacha. That's a Ramah and a Taz and a Shach in some above, but in Svara they have a very shtaka kasha.
We're going to say the right.
He's saying there is no rive.
There's no rive at all.
There's no rive min b'minai, right? Min b'minai, min b'minai, doesn't help. Also. The two eggs will be mutter because, again, you have the blitztrap egg and the two good eggs. The what a good egg receives is batel b'raiv, because it receives a blia from all the contacts in a pot. But what the water receives is only, it doesn't receive a blia from the two good eggs. Because we say that a shell blocks the blia of maya ba'alma. So it only receives a blia from the egg that started to form, which does give a blia. Once it starts to form, we say it does give a blia. It's not maya ba'alma. So that's his kasha, that at that point, the water should become aser, the pot should be aser. And as I reiterate, it's a kasha, it's not a halacha. The halacha is that it's mutter. It's a kasha why it's mutter. Halacha is klar in Shulchan Aruch. The question is why, so that that certainly needs a hesbah. You speak up, I'm sorry. So again, I repeat, we said it only blocks maya ba'alma. It only blocks an egg that didn't start to form into a chicken. Right? Once it starts to form into a chicken, so that the Gemara says that that's that, that we don't say it blocks it, that the blia could go through. From the tray, from the, we say tray egg, the egg that started to form.
Right.
The bad, the no good egg, right.
Yeah, the no good egg, but in order to be alive, it has to receive a blia from the good egg. Also.
That's the kasha. It doesn't receive from the good egg.
No, but that's on the water, right? On the egg
also. On the egg itself. The egg itself should be also. Why? Because it only receives from the bad egg and not from the other good egg. All right, so I don't want to get into that, but that, you're right. Except that the Shach says in Samach Vav that you really don't need three eggs. Even two eggs is okay, because the egg, the bad egg, is dividing its blia between the water and the good egg. So the good egg is getting a mashu less than a full egg of blias, and it itself is a full egg. So memeila is rive anyway. You don't need two tray b'chad b'tray. All you need is rive. You're right. If one egg is bigger, then it's not going to help you. If the tray egg is bigger, it won't help you. That's probably why the Taz has three eggs, because there's always one that's bigger than the others.
But three eggs doesn't help.
Well, three eggs. No, because of his kasha. Yeah, the kasha is a shtaka kasha. It's a kasha to ask an Adam Gadol and see if he heard of it, didn't hear of it. If I don't know.
So the mice of the eggs have two sleepers, really. You have the actual hard shell.
Right.
And you have under that
the membrane.
The membrane.
Yeah, I assume I assume they're talking about the hard shell. If anything about the membrane, I haven't seen it. Maybe in some of we'll see.
That's supposed to be nice. You don't cook eggs. Not cook eggs less than three together.
Is it a good minig? It's a minig. It's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. It's if you cook three together and you find one's a blitzdrop, so you have.
Our eggs. We're talking about our eggs. Our eggs will make
and
our eggs are not fertilized eggs. That the blood is not betrayed.
I don't think we learned sivav inside. Let's see sivav. Beyas trefo nevela dina kedim beyas eftame. A beya that comes from a chicken, which is trefo nevela, is the same din as a beyas eftame. The chosha ain't a klupa, and especially macheres ain't a iseres. The may be almahu. We're talking here that the egg has not begun to get blood or form. It just comes from a chicken, which is trefo nevela. Also, the mechaba holds that the shell protects. And the Ramah says, Yeshar min d'chol bayim dinam shava v'oysim afila einam klupin v'chein yeshlinib b'makam shein hefse meruba v'o behefse meruba yeshus mecha makilin. Okay, we don't consider eggs to be a big hefse nowadays, and therefore he says that we're machna. Yeah, for the egg it's not a hefse, but if the egg is already in a potato kugel, or then it could turn into a hefse.
The egg has some blood on top, on the shell, a lot of dirt and blood on this.
On the outside of the shell?
Yeah.
On the outside of the shell is never a problem. That came in transport. It didn't, yeah. It's not an issue. Okay, let's go on to Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin. A chicken which is born from an egg which was not kosher, it was nevela v'treifa, it's mutter. Now this is a Gemara. The Gemara says that the dinim of an egg are a contradiction to the rule that a tar thing does not come from a tamei thing. We have a general rule that kol ha'noyled min ha'tamei tamei, and kol ha'noyled min ha'tar tamei, tar. So an exception to that is an egg. Now the truth is, you don't have to say be'as nevela, even a regular kosher egg. The egg is kosher. It starts to form, it has a blutstrup in it. Let's say you candle an egg. You take an egg, you put it by a candle, you candle it, you see it's got blood in it. It's a trace of egg at this moment. If you cook it, it's going to make things trace. You take the egg, you put it back under the chicken, you wait until it hatches, and now you have a baby chicken, and it's kosher. How could that be? You have something that was not kosher, and now it turns into something kosher. We have a klal that nilem and atame tame. All Avim and Achai, Shchitas Matir, Avim and Achai. So, you mean, so the baby chicken really is also treif. It's still Avim and Achai. When you shecht it, it'll be Mutter. Okay, I hear. But the Gemara says a reason. The Gemara says, because it's Nisreches, Venasa Ofa Ba'alma, the Taz brings the Lashon HaGemara, Taz Yedalit. Eina Efrayach Noitzim and Abeyat Shei Nisreches, Venasa's Kafra Ba'alma. Remember, Mufreshes for Gemara. The Gemara says that it becomes ruined, it becomes totally pogum, and then it becomes a baby, and therefore it's permitted.
Panim chadashis.
It's panim chadashis, yes, like a panim chadashis. They bring it right from here to the mosque. I don't want to get to that. Let's first learn the Ramos Chumra here, but this is the halach in the Gemara, that when something becomes pogum and it gets better, it becomes heter.
That's based on Vela.
What?
What does it mean based on Vela?
A Vela that you checked an animal, you cut it open, you cut open the stomach, you find an egg, and that egg is formed. You shecht, you slaughtered, and you take it out, and you put it under a, and it hatches, it becomes kosher. Well, sheketz is only asa by tmeya. There's no issa sheketz on the tahira. Right? What? That's not sheketz. Look at sifches. Sheketz is only on iftame. Iftar is not in sheketz. But nevertheless, it's aser. It's taka aser, and it becomes mutter. So it's a similar halacha. If you take a seed of truma tmeya, which you have to burn, and you plant it, and a tree grows from it, that tree is mutter. Because of the same idea that a seed, it rots in the ground, it decays in the ground, and then it gives birth, so then that's the same idea. Really, it says the same thing about a human being. A baby human being is born from a mokim tamei, from zera, which is tamei, and makar makamei tamei, everything, and it comes out with dam leida, which is tamei. And the Gemara says, "Mi tain tar mitameh." That's a kaddish point. The baby is born. The baby is tar. Amazing thing. The baby is born from everything that has a halacha deraisa of tumah, and yeah, the baby is tar. So there's this idea that that these things are tar. Now the Rama here says, "V'yeshayimrim loy nahigun kain olachetchila yizayir." Rama says that you should be machmir. Now this is a pella. It's a beferish Gemara. How could you be ma'achmir? Is that the shach of Aleph? Uba teres akenim hishmit, teresav hishmit kol hagazu. V'yafek kivin malonu la'achmir b'davish nitzam b'furish laheter b'shasu b'chol ha'paiskim. What is this thing? It's a beferish and gemara. It's mutter. Every paisik paskins it's mutter. And the Rama comes along. Yeshayim b'loyna higinin came. So the shach says no such thing. No reason to be machmir. Gam b'dake Moshe b'teres chatos klal samach dalin daf beis kosav lizevehetu shein tam ledvarav. Now who wrote the Darkei Moshe and the teres chatos? The Rama. The Rama himself in his other svarim says ein tam ledvarav. The chem b'simonei teres chatos sasam kamachaber. So Shah says, I don't understand this Rama. Where is he coming to be machmir? So the Taz explains the Rama. Taz yudalid. We read the beginning. Because of Darkei Moshe Olav, The can cost of Ramah lechatchila yeshli zayir. Why? Belavush lekasabach hazara lechatchila. Velinere. Okay, so here's the Taz's reason. Linere tam nochin lisevehete bezeh. Why should we be machmir again on an egg born by a, from a chicken that's in the veil or treifa? Lochu shema yishenu bebeisai. You're going to hold on to it in your house. Shenichenu tachas anegaylis kdelasis menu afrayach. You have a chicken of a treifa. Now that chicken, you have to throw in the garbage. Why should I throw it in the garbage? Let me hold on to it. Put it. Go to a nest of a live chicken. Put it underneath and let it hatch. Why should I waste a good egg? Be a mutter, then it'll be mutter. Yeshlochus letakala shema b'tekach yechlenu kach. V'chayshish, what's going to happen? You have an egg of an avail of a treifa. Say, why should I throw it out? I'll put it under the chicken. And you want scrambled. Your wife's going to want scrambled eggs in the morning. She'll go, where do you get eggs? She'll go over to the nest and she'll pull out an egg. And she'll cook it. So it'll come lidei takala. Now where do we come to make new gezeiris? He says, k'mo shemetzinu davazem beforish b'mishnah, parakhes de trumas, gidulei truma truma, I mentioned earlier, a seed of truma that grows is truma, pirush sham haynu midrabanan. Min ha'Torah, things that grow from truma are chulin. Why midrabanan agidulei truma truma? Chashu shema yia truma temeya biyad kayin. A kayin will have truma temeya, which he has to burn. He's going to hold it to the planting season. To plant it'll become mutter. It's a big tzarach here why the Gemara shouldn't say it if there's such a gezeirah. The Kuntz HaKesef knocks off the Taz. L'shitasai, we have here a machlokes. Everyone agrees. Min HaTorah. If you take a treif, an egg of a tarnagol treif in the vela and it hatches, everyone agrees min HaTorah it's mutter. Question is whether midrabanan we should make some sort of a gezeirah on that.
Just on the truma thing, how does that gezeirah help if the kohen is going to plant it? It becomes truma, so he still has truma. He's taking truma to me.
Means
saying you can
it'll
have
be truma to me. It'll have the same dinner.
It'll
I think so. I'm not sure.
Because otherwise
it won't help.
The Gra doesn't even bother with Makar. He just says, look at the shach.
I ain't shach, okay. He seems to agree with the shach. All right, so this is the machlaikis regarding the status of Ebeyas Nevela. And as we'll see in a minute, Ramesh has some chuvis and where this is Negea. To us, it's not Negea. We don't have eggs on the Velo Trefa. I want to tell you, last night, when I got home last night, I looked in my notes on Shavuos. Because in Yeshiva today, at the end of Shir, I give a little Shavuos about Shavuos. So I saw Reb Tzadik, and I was very shocked. The Reb Tzadik says to look in Yeridei Simen Pei Vav Siv Zayin. Very funny. Why does that have to do with Shavuos? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a sense of humor. It's, he says, Reb Tzadik is explaining his shita, it's really his shita everywhere, that you read this how good for a person. It's good for a person. A person falls, it's good, because then he's able to grow, to stand up again. He says that Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they went down to Mitzrayim to be a Korah Barzal. He says, what kind of Korah Barzal was it? When they went down, they were Shivim Tzadikim. And when they were left out, when they left, they were in the Sharei Tumah. So, Lalo Evi Avay Dezara, that's the 20% that got out already. So he says, what kind of Korah Barzal? So Tzadik writes his rule, that any godless only comes from Yerida. If a person has Yeridus and he's smart enough to pick himself up, he could grow. Says, imagine, you're already the child of the Shvatim. So now where are you going to grow? Where are you going to go? You know, it's hard enough to hang on to the Madrega you're on. Klal Yisrael couldn't have Aliyah. So since the Ikar is to have Aliyah, so therefore a person has to sometimes have Yeridus in order to have Aliyah. He says that's the vart, and he brings this halacha that if Reyach Shanoil Veilos Treifa Mutter, he says that what happens? You have an egg, it's a delicious egg, and it gets ruined and it turns into afra. And that's the only way to make it kosher. You can only make it kosher by having it spoil and become rotten, and it's a rotten egg, and then it can turn into something better than it was before. That's the only way you can get something kosher from something not kosher. He means that as a marshal, if you have a technical question on this. He means that as a marshal. No. he doesn't discuss the rabbah. But the truth is, I only saw the tzaddik in my notes. I didn't. I look inside if you want. I'll get you to Maram Malkin. But it's a beautiful machshava. It's a beautiful machshava. He says that you don't find anywhere that something treif becomes kosher except if it gets spoiled. So you have to get spoiled sometimes. You have to have your readers, and from your readers, you have aliyahs. That's from tzaddik's line all over.
Yeah, but every day you have that if meat becomes so spoiled and rotten that it's not treif anymore. It comes like wood.
Oh, you have such an idea that it becomes like wood. It doesn't. The bleas don't answer. That the bleas don't answer.
But then again, how does it become good? The yeshiva they use it for the meat. But yes.
Chisam meisim comes only from riding in there. But chisam meisim will be tar, even though they were meisim, they'll be tar when they get it.
Yeah.
At any rate, the point, yeah, in Sonic Test, I think. The Nakuda, it's an interesting Nakuda. He writes somewhere, unbelievable, the shyness, he writes, Chizkia was the greatest king in many ways. He says, if Achaz wouldn't have been so terrible, Chizkia wouldn't have been so great. That's what he writes. Achaz, his father, was a Rasha. Chizkia dragged his boats through the streets. He says, if Achaz wouldn't have been so terrible, he wouldn't have been zeichet to such a son who's a tzaddik. His language is very in Sikkas HaTzadik, because he says godless only comes from Yeridus. As a matter of fact, he asks, in two places he asks, if he keeps on writing, it's so good to do an Aveira, because if you do Aveiris, you could grow afterwards. So he says, so why don't you go out Lechet Chila and do Aveiris? So I found two places he asked the Kasha. In one place he writes, in Achinami, what should we do? The Torah said it. It's really Kedai. But Manah said it. The Torah said, you're not allowed to do it. And another place he writes, Aver Lishma, okay. It doesn't say you're allowed to go to Chetzil to do an Aver Lishma. G'day L'Aver Lishma, okay. And the second place he writes, that you can't do Aver Lishma, because who knows if you'll be Zaychet to pick yourself up again. But at any rate, that's his.
Shuvah is the reason you do the Aver, Shuvah doesn't help you.
If you do that, Haime Echtava Ashur,
Shuvah is the reason.
Echtava Ashur is that, Irachinami. Okay, getting to the Igris Maisha. Ramaisha has two tshuvas. Negeya. Let me take first the simpler one. The simpler one is in Yeridei Chelet Beis, Tshuva Lamed. Ramaisha has a tshuva regarding making soap out of treifa fats. As you know, soap is made from, soap was always made from animal fats, and except for ivory. Most soaps are made from animal fats, and those animal fats are treif. They don't get sat meshchita at the soap companies. So how are we allowed to use that soap on our dishes? Because it's pogum. Because the soap doesn't taste good, and therefore it's pogum, and therefore soap does not need a hechsher. It has a bad taste, and it's nifgam, and it's mutter. So someone asked Ramaisha, is a din that ein mevatlin isser lechatchila. You're not allowed lechatchila to take isser and be mevatla to make it mutter. What about being pagum animal fat, which really tastes good, and being pagum it in order to make it into soap, in order to use it for kosher pats? Is that a problem of ein mevatlin isser lechatchila? That's the shav that was asked to Ramaisha. What? So I guess the shayel was the. So we have the cooler. Ramaisha has his other tshuvas about something that is done for Gayim. If it's done for Rav Gayim, it's mutter. I guess the shayel was either a yid one going to do it or for a hechsher. It was made for yidden. So they asked Ramaisha to shav. It's the gear for dish soap, l'kuli yalma, and body soap, if you hold the grass, holds that sichik ashtia, you have to be machmer on soap on the body. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Tayv lahachmir. Yireshimayim yachmir. Mishnah Berurah is not the Shabbos. He says, Yireshimayim should be machmir even on body soap. But our soap is pogum, it has a bad taste. If you ever got any in your mouth, you know it has a bad taste. So the question is, that there's a din of a mevatlanis l'chatchiller. Or kashering with a davar apaygim probably would be the same shayla and the same tshuva, although he doesn't mention it in that tshuva. It's done routinely for Yidden.
Well,
yeah.
Why can't we use the tiles so, heter? I'm not using the soap to mix into my dishes. I want to get.
Oh, so one second. So Ramesha writes that it's mutter just like this beya. You see, you could take a delicious egg, a beya saif nevela. The egg is delicious, and you could put it under a chicken, and it gives birth. And why is it mutter? Because the egg is nisreches v'nasas kafra ba'alma. It becomes pogum, and therefore, it's mutter. So since the whole heter, the Torah says, because it becomes pogum, so therefore, Ramesha says, you have such a heter. The Ramesha says, look at Pischei Tshuva Dalit. Look at Pischei Tshuva Dalit. Ayaber heter's cut, yud, ayam b'shilas yayvitz. The yayvitz is coming also to answer the kasha on the Ramah. Why is the Ramah machmir? Chelakas imakufna nav, dochet hamzeh, because of who? Ein kavanas Ramah lechatchili yizar shalai lecha lafrayach. Everyone agrees their egg is mutter. The chicken is mutter. Kavanasi yizar shalai lahayshiv tarnagal abeyas trefa. The ze'osir mishum didami lumavatal isir. The Yavit says that it is a problem of bitul isir lechatchila. Rabbi Yaakov Eden says the reason the Ramah is machmir, he says it is bitul isir. You're taking a bad egg, putting it under a chicken, making it mutter, that's also mevatal isir lechatchila, that's a problem. So Ramesha writes on this that it's a plia. Is not found by Davar Pogum. The Rishach and Taz don't agree with this Yavitz. He says Darach HaShulchan brings the Yavitz and says it's a Davar Tumua. And Ramesha therefore passes on like the Yavitz. And he says that you're allowed to be plaguing something in order to make it into a Davar.
With the Gemara of Truma. Truma Tumaya.
Planting Truma. Yeah, Ramesha writes, that's his Lashon. Says the Yavitz is a stira to the Mishnah Mefureshes. By Gedulei Truma, which are really mutter, if not for Shema Yisha. So that's his taina on the island.
It's a new thing. Right? It's not a regular pogum. It's a regular pogum. There's a difference between Nifkal and Nifkal.
Maybe. No, I can't answer you. Ramesha treats it as the same. And Sefer Lashbiach, it's only Mashbiach when it changes. It's not, it itself would not be Meshubah. It has to change. He said, Mebitlis Lachatchil is when you're going to end up eating the Isser because you're Mevatalit, you find a way to eat it. You're Mevatalit to something else, you're going to eat the Isser. But here, the Isser is going to turn into Heter. You're not going to eat the Isser. The Isser itself turns into Heter. It's not just bottle and not tastable.
It's not negay anyways because of the Taz. I'm not eating this Isser. I'm getting rid of it. I'm putting it on my dishes, washing it off, and throwing it down the sink. I'm only doing this to get rid of the dirt.
Yeah, there's no question once you make it that it's not going to ask. The question is whether you should make it in the first place.
Well, it's not a problem because I'm never going to eat it.
Our Ramesh has a second tshuva, and that's his tshuva regarding the resinous glaze, one of his very early truvas. The resinous glaze is, or was, a substance that is put on the outside of a lollipop or a sucking candy to give it a shine. It's always been a problem. The product ingredients are always listed and easy to establish the kashrus of. And the things that I use to give a shine or that things don't stick, always more of a challenge. A resinous glaze is made from the excretion of insects on trees. If you ever go sometimes in the woods, you see a shiny patch on a tree. It looks like almost like syrup that came out of the tree. And that is the insects which live in the tree. Their body, they eat, and except for the mon, everything that goes in, something comes out, and that's the excretion of these insects, which come out onto the tree, and I don't know who thought of doing this, but they go, they scrape it off the tree, and they make a product, they make a product out of it, and if you think that's disgusting. The lanolin, which is used, it's used in tires, but it's also used in chewing gum, gives it a stretchy texture, comes from the sweat of sheep. Sheep sweat. It's very hard to walk around with a fur coat in the summer. And that's what they do. They walk around with a wool coat in the summer, and they shear the wool, and they soak the wool to get the sweat out. They're not going to waste perfectly good sweat. So they deodorize it, and they make lanolin out of it, and it's used in products such as chewing gum. So think about that next time. But don't worry, they deodorize it first. Now Ramesh has a tshuva, whether that's mutter or not mutter. So Ramesh draws on the Magen Avraham's piece in Resh Tazayin by Psamim. Resh Tazayin, is it? About musk. Musk, as you know, is something that comes from the gland of a deer, and it's a product which apparently has a good smell, and was used as an ingredient to give a good taste to things. And it's an old machlaikis whether musk is mutter. What's the shaila? The shaila is that musk comes from blood. Exactly how it comes from blood, Ramesh writes, he's not familiar. And he thinks that that Chazal didn't have clear how the blood turns into musk, but we have a Kabbalah that the musk comes from blood. And Magen Avraham there, it's Takaresh Tazayin, it's a cut and gimel, writes that the status of the musk, he brings the Machlaikis, I think Rabbeinu Yaina in the Rosh, whether it's mutter. The Magen Avraham? The Makar's Rabbeinu Yaina and Brachis, which he brings, and the Rosh Wags Rabbeinu Yaina. Now Ramesh writes, I don't know how much of it is from the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, that the Shaila about the Musk, this is a different Chuvah, this is in the first Chalak of Yeredaya, and it's true, I'm sorry, in the second Chalak of Yeredaya, Chuvah Chaf Dalet.
How is the Musk
obtained? The,
what? How is the Musk obtained?
How the Musk is obtained, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's obtained, and I don't know, I'm not familiar only with what it says. It says that musk, the body of the deer changes the blood into musk, and that musk, which is a davar hayotze min hachai, it's not part of the basar, has a din like every other davar hayotze min hachai, like an excretion of an animal, which doesn't have a din of eved min hachai.
Is it like the sweat?
How it's obtained, I don't know. It appears that it's obtained by removing it from the body of the animal. It says it comes from a gland in the neck. Now, since the neck doesn't have there's no excretion directly from the neck, I assume that it's taken out afterwards. I don't know for certain.
After the animal is killed?
I'm not sure. Ramesha writes that the suffix is if the dam becomes pogum and turns into musk, or if the dam turns directly into musk, dam itself. It may be disgusting to us, but dam itself is not a davar pogum. And if the dam becomes kafra balma and turns into musk, that's a tzad heter. And if the dam turns directly into musk, that's a tzad iser. And Ramesha writes that that's our shayla here, our heter here of an efrayach, and the suffix is if it applies there. But if it becomes pogum, everyone would agree it's mutter. And therefore, in the case of the resinous glaze, where Ramesha writes it is pogum when it comes in its form, he says it's a davar pogum when it comes off the tree. They make it tasteless and then use it as a glaze on the candies. The glaze has no taste. And Ramesha writes that it has the same heter as an afrayach that turns into an egg that turns into an afrayach, which is mutter. The same thing, if a davar yaitzim and achai becomes pogum and then turns into becomes pogum, and then in his case turns something that's not edible, that has no taste, and it's eaten, it remains a davar hamutter. That's Ramesh's kula by the resident of glaze. He's mitzarif, something we've discussed in Taruvis, that some that's tasteless, the shach holds is batel b'raiv. You don't need shishim, because it has no taste. So it's batel b'raiv anyway, and it's a ramo actually.
And
he says you're allowed to use lachatchila, yeah.
What's
the same as dam, not dam nekar, maybe. It's also, it says nekar v'nasachala. Nekar means also that it's achur, that it becomes spoiled.
What's the
same thing?
What's the side of his time? Says pogum? Or that it's the form is pogam when it comes out. When they take it, it's pogam.
In the case of these insects, it comes out pogam.
But if it didn't come, if it came out very tasty and then you made it pogam, that would be different.
It would be the same thing. Rishav is doing it lachetchila, but it would be the same heter. And my shows is no risk to do lachetchila.
What were these by the lanolin?
Okay.
What's the
kind of
chai?
What's
the
case? Lanolin. Well, we know that the lanolin is mutter. The mefakfikin were mefakfik that it should be a davi yatz menachai. Should have been of eva menachai. That's what they were mefakfik. Upstairs we have there's a very nice article on it. Rabbi Bleich, we have his contemporary halachic issues. He has a very nice article on the lanolin, if I recall correctly. Okay. So the bee's honey, the Gemara says the bee doesn't ingest it. The bee, a bee with honey only carries it. The chemicals of the bee maybe are a catalyst to it, but it's not something that's swallowed and it's not an excretion of the bee. What? Okay, it swallows and vomits it up. Thank you. I don't know. I think the Gemara does not consider it a davar yetzer.
Honey cake is not
the
Gemara.
Mavat what? It turns into offer, and now, well, we don't do it actually, but it happens by itself. But Ramesh has held that we could even do it. Yeah, we can make a double pub. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to Sif Ches. Be'as oif tamei, shiskel oif lisrakim ba, hayulaykin alam mishum sheretz oif. If it's a be'a of a treif of bird, something we rarely see or never see, and the egg started to form, it's an issa d'iraisa, this malchus, mishum sheretz oif. The bird, if you eat the egg with the formed bird inside of it, you eat the formed bird inside of it, that's a halach of sheretzayif. Well, be'asayif tar, she'eschalayif lisrakim ba'avachla, ha'yumakin oisay makis maridis. Zakte Shulchan Aruch echidish gadol, that this is only an issa d'rabbanan. Our whole discussion of an egg, of a kosher bird, not nevela, not treifa, not tameya, a kosher bird, you find a blitztrap where it starts to form, says here that at most makinoise makis maridis, it's only an issa d'rabbanan. It appears to be in line with the Mishnah Krisus. The Mishnah Krisus says that elu she'ein chayavin aleha karis. It says dam chagavim, dam odam, and then it says dam beyim. That dam beyim does not have a din of dam basar. Bey is not basar. And certainly the dam, it doesn't say there nefrayat, but the dam is not appears not to be an issa d'rabbanan. And the Mechaber here is telling us a chiddush that the egg that starts to form into a bay of if it's a kosher bird that it's mutter. Now there's a problem with this. The Shachi asks that in Simas Samach Vav it sounds like it is an issa d'iraisa. Here he's saying it's an issa d'rabbanan, so we have to understand when it's a d'iraisa, when it's a d'rabbanan, obviously. But in order to do it, I have to be magdim a couple of nekudas. First of all, hagdama to the hagdama. We mentioned here many times that our eggs are not fertilized eggs, and for that reason, Ramesh has his tshuva, and he says that meikar hadin, our eggs. If you find blood, meikar hadin, you throw away the blood, and you're allowed to use the egg. Ramesh says lemaisa to throw away the whole egg because kach nohagu, but he says it's an afkamina if it's already in the kugel. Someone cracks an egg, puts it in the kugel, and sees some dam floating around. You don't have to ask in a kugel; you just skim off whatever blood you see. And because meikar adin safna miara is mutter. So I was learning a hilchas dam, and I see that Ramesh's kula is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simas Samach Vav Siv Zayin writes, "Afilu safna me'ara shalay ayyadei tarnagoyel, demehen lo yiyu efraichim. From this egg will never come an efraich. Mikamakayim loy plug rabbanon, There's a light plug, and the entire egg is aser. He writes in brackets nirali. Clearly, he's not saying he has a makar for this. It says nirali, it's going to be aser mikra din. That's a light plug, and he brings a raya. Shaharei afilu beya bas yoima, an egg that was laid from a chicken that's not safta meyar, but it was laid that day. Devani loy shayich by yitzirus efrayach. Certainly, it can't start to turn into a chicken the day it's laid. Makamakim has kamas gedai leyachreinim. It's a shach and samuvav. Lesser habeya lefimin againu that we answer it because of a light plug. He says just like a beya bas yoima. We say shadi tichla bakula. The whole egg is aser because of light plug. The same thing. Safna meyara. He says nirali. I don't mean to say only the Aruch HaShulchan, but he's not bringing it from early in Makairis. He at least is a shita that holds that even the safna meyara eggs are aser mikra din, which seems to be the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan.
Would he say if you went to the store here, would you know that you're getting eggs that are not fertilized? He's saying because you don't. Because you don't know, it's a light plug.
It's a light plug, even if you do know, he's saying. So if you do know, it's a light plug, because we have...
He said, yeah,
light plug, because people can't tell the difference.
No, but if we...
We know, because not because we're keen to tell the difference, because we know that our chicken farms... Maybe in a society where most of them are safta meyara, maybe he'd be maida. Okay, could be maida. Yeah, we know they are. He's talking when we know. He says we know. He's talking where we know this one is safna meyara, but still we're machmel to loy plug.
All
right. So it could be that today it's all eggs. If it would be a gzeira from time of the Gemara, we wouldn't be machalik. But it's his own loy plug. Could be he be mine. Right, let's talk about how an egg turns into a chicken. Last week we discussed from the Ad Yehuda how an egg how an egg forms in the body of the chicken. And this week we'll discuss how an egg turns into a chicken, what the process is. Again, I've never seen it. I can only quote. The Gemara has a place on the chicken, on the egg, called the Makan Kesher. The Kesher is the first spot on the chicken. Not on chicken, on the egg that becomes bloody in the forming of the egg. The Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, I think this is all in Daf Samach Daled, if I'm not mistaken. The Gemara says that if you find blood in an egg, you throw away the blood and the egg is mutter. As I state in the Gemara, a brisa. In that brisa, it brings a memra of Rabbi Yirmia. It says Rabbi Yirmia Aymer. That v'husha nimtza al kesher habeya. That's if it's found on the kesher, the knot, whatever that means, of the egg.
Then it's kosher.
And we'll see in a minute what that means. V'husha nimtza. It sounds like it's kosher. And Amri Dustoi, Rashi has not a machlokes. All these memories, they're all agreeing. Then hani mili when you find it on the chelbein. But if you find it on the chelmain, in the yellow of the egg, shadi tichla bakula, and it's us. So from this, it's margala bapuma de inchi, that if you find blood in the yellow, that's aser, that's shadi tichla bakula, as the dustai say, and if you find it on the white of the egg, that it's mutter. If you learn the Gemara with Rashi, and you learn the Rif and the Rambam, they all say that exactly that. They say, Pshat in the Gemara is, the Brisa says, if you find blood, you throw away the blood, and you eat the rest of the egg. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, V'husha nimtza al kesher habeya. That Rashi says it means even on the kesher habeya. Any place in the white, the kesher is in the white, I'll explain kesher in a moment. Even if you find it anywhere in the white, it's mutter. And destroy hadi mili, if you find it on the chelbain, on the white. But in the chelbain, shadi tichla bakul.
So they're saying the exact
now,
same thing?
That, and they like pligi, Rashi says, no machlaikis. They're all going with the same shita. This is the shita of Rav Yishayim, and the shita of the Mechaber, and the Ikar Adin.
Where's the Gemara?
I think it's all Samach Dalet, all the Dine Beya, I believe are the Samach Dalet. Now this is again the Iker Samach Dalet and Beya. The Gemalashna Gemara Nimtzal Beya Kairit Dam Zayrkas Adam VaEichlos Hashar. Omer Abir Miyavuhusha Nimtzal Kesha Shalom. Tani Dustai Loishan Rav Nimtzal Chelbein Av Nimtzal Chelbein Shalom Afilu Beya Asura. My Tama the Shadi Tichla Bakula. Important phrase. Shadi Tichla Bakula means it all started to form. The way it begins to form is that the blood, the first place that blood appears is in the Makim HaKesher of the Chelbain, in the white. The blood first forms in the white at the Makim HaKesher. The Makim HaKesher, according to virtually every single Rishon, Rashi says so, and all the Rishonim but one, a different shot, but they all say that the Kesher is the part of the egg which is not pointy, the flatter end of the egg, which is where the egg is attached to the, originally attached to the cluster, to the eshkel habayim, to the spine of the mother egg. That is the place where the formation begins. The blood starts there, and then it goes down into the yellow of the egg, and then the chicken forms in the yellow of the egg. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying that as long as the blood is only in the chelbayin, it's mutter, and if it's in the chelmayin, it's asur. So Torah Hashulchan Lefizeh bechelmayin beiza makim shenimtza asura, and the yolk wherever you find it, it's asur. Vabeya muteres. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Beiza makim shenimtza asura habeya asura habeya ubechelbayin afilk shenimtza ala kesher hadam asur vahabeya muteres. And the koshkang shenimsa bechelbain shaloy ala kesher. And certainly, if you find it any place else in the white, that it's not an issue. Now, this is all pshat in the Gemara, like Rashi, like the Rav Yishayim, and the Tzikar Adin. Our minig is the Ramah Kedaka Bakaydish, is to be machmir for all the shitas of the Bali Taisis. And he brings that the Rosh had a different girsa in our Rashi, and the Ramah collects all of the different shitas that are machmir by blood, and when he's finished, there's just about nothing that's mutter. Despite the fact that the Gemara says, of a ferish of braisa, you throw away the blood and you eat the egg. Nevertheless, by the time the Ramah gets done, there's nothing left to be makel. First of all, he brings those who teach the Rosh, B'Shem Rashi, who teach Rabbi Yirmiyah, like the Pashup Shad and Rabbi Yirmiyah, that the Kesher is worse, that dam found on the Kesher is Osir. That when we're making on the white, it's in the rest of the white. But blood which is found on the Kesher, that's something which is Osir. And he brings other Rishayim who say reverse. That Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying, only on the Kesher it's mutter. Hushanimtza b'kesher shalom. If it's only in the Kesher, then it's mutter. But once the blood went elsewhere, it's awesome. He says it's very difficult to know, when you take the white of an egg, the white is liquid. It's very hard to know when is the blood in the Kesher and when is it not in the Kesher. So Bishlama, like Rashi and the Riff and the Rambam, it's easy. The white is mutter, the yellow is asur. Anybody cracks in there can tell what's the white and what's the yellow, and it's no problem. But once you go into shittas that say that there's a difference between the kesher and the rest of the white, the Ramah says that's why our minig is you find blood, you throw away the whole egg. And therefore, the Ramah comes away with a chumrah halacha lemaisa that everything is asur. Now, just to add confusion to it, the Shach there in Sivkot Neches, first the Shach in Sivkot Zayin says this Ramah is a Chumrah Yisaira, it's a tremendous Chumrah, it doesn't really have a good reason. And then in Sivkot Neches he says, he brings the Ramah. The Ramah's Lashon is, Mizeh Nispashit HaMinig B'Medina Seilu Lesa Kol Be'yashesh Be'dam. There are minigis, any beya that has blood, the whole thing is asa, simasam of asa gimel. And the Rabbi says, v'ei mechalkin bechelbein lechelbein, we don't make a chilek, chelbein lechelbein. Then he writes, that the yesh paiskim soivim shemokim hakesher humokim hakad, the yeshayim shemokim hakad. There's a sheet in the Rishayim that the kesher is the reverse, it's the pointy end of the egg. Some say it's the flat end. In Canaan, they had to rak benimtza b'tzadim. Ve'inanu b'kiyim ad mokim ad hecha mokim akad mokim achad. What's the tzadim? B'chayin amin glass right b'chalin yin. So it's like you know, like the Brisker Rav said that he said, you know, they asked him why he's more machmer. Brisker Rav is more machmer than Rav Chaim and the Beis Halevi. He has all these chumras. He says you're a bigger tzaddik than them. He said I'm not a bigger tzaddik than them. I'm a bigger amoritz than them. They knew exactly, you know, when the matzah turns to chametz and when it does, they would know how to be mekel. That would be gamaratzim, and we don't know. So he does write that there are those who complain that what are you talking about? Hisigu al arama b'zeh devadei hakol b'kiyim b'zeh neinu rayas shadam shabat stodim urachik min akesher. So he has those who complain, but lamaisa w'machmer. Now, having said that, the question is whether this discussion is the discussion of an issa d'oraisa, in which case we can justify this tremendous amount of chumrah to be yaitza kol hashitis, the rule of thumb that we always try to be yaitza kol hashitis by d'oraisas, or it's a shayla v'drabanan in which we're meikel. Here the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a drabanan, makadoisi makas maridis, which means it's a drabanan. It's a lashon hator, the shach brings the shach is a kasha. That it's an issa d'oraisa chayav olam min ha'Torah. Question is, when is it a d'oraisa? When is it a d'rabbanan? So the Taz and Shach answer this question. The Taz is samach vav, and the Shach is here in pei vav. They're very similar. The easiest way is to explain the Taz. The Shach is karav l'divrei ha'Taz. The Taz says the following. Says blood in a beya is the rabbanan. It's a mishnah krisis. Blood in an egg is a rabbanan. In a froyach, in a egg, is a rabbanan. It's a shteita on shulchan aruch. It says makanoisi makas maridis hischaloiflus rakeim is a rabbanan. And then he says, but in a froyach sheyesh baidam is an issa d'oraisa. Seems, and I'm not an expert in this, that there's a point where it's an afrayach she'ein baidam, and there's a point where it's an afrayach she'yesh baidam. So you can crack open an egg. Now, blood is the first thing that forms. There's always going to be blood in the egg. But blood in the afrayach comes at a certain point after the beginning of its forming. So in the very beginning, when there's dam and there's afrayach, it starts to form a fleshy substance in the yolk, and there's dam, and they're separate, it's a drabanan. And that is what it talks about over here. Hischil ha'iflis rakeim. That's the lashon. It starts to form. That's a derabbanan. Once it becomes already an afreich sheyesh baidam, an afreich which has blood in it, that's the other tour. That's an issa d'oraisa. So this is the chilek between them. What? So I don't know if the blood circulates or it doesn't circulate.
At some point it starts to circulate.
When the heart starts pumping, it starts to circulate. So I don't know. And his lashon is a fresh yesh baidam. And if you look in Ber Hativ, the first wide line, he brings up a kitzer. Hatasim zavav tiritz kan ma'iri she'im baidam rak rikum ba'asa v'zel medrabana. It had the flesh started to form, but there's no blood in the flesh, and no visible blood in the flesh, and therefore it's mutter. So it seems anytime there's blood. What stage? So he's saying when it gets, when the blood starts to form in the flesh, then it's an issa d'oraisa. So those are the guidelines. All right, we have left two sifim, which I suppose we'll do next Sunday. It's Hashem, we'll finish a good yom tov to everybody, and have a good kabbalah satira. It's Hashem next Sunday. I hope to.